With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. The Youth Services Unit is bringing its Youth Empowerment Symposium to Cayman Brac for the first time on Friday, June 12th, under the theme Money Matters, Empowerment Through Financial Literacy. In a release today, the unit says the day will give students and young adults practical tools to build financial knowledge and plan for their futures. The program starts with a school delegates conference for Layman Scott High School students, with workshops led by the CISA Cooperative Credit Union and the Cayman Islands Center for Business Development on financial literacy, budgeting, and entrepreneurship. The event finishes with a young adult evening for people aged 18 to 30, including networking, dinner, and a panel on budgeting, investing, entrepreneurship, and side hustles. Young adults are encouraged to register early at youthservices.ky/events. In other news, as parents shop around for summer camps for their kiddos, staff from the Department of Sports recently hosted child safeguarding training. Radio Cayman's part of the ongoing efforts to strengthen child protection awareness and best practices. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The training session focused on safeguarding principles, recognizing signs of abuse, reporting responsibilities, and creating safe environments for children and young people participating in sports and recreational programs. Recognizing the importance of safeguarding across the wider sporting community, the department also invited representatives from various national sports associations to participate. The DOS says it continues to place strong emphasis on youth development, safety, and the promotion of positive sporting experiences for children and young people across the Cayman Islands.
For more information on Department of Sports programs and summer camps, you can visit gov.ky/sports. Finally, a man accused of striking a police officer with a vehicle has appeared in summary court for the first time on Thursday. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks reports.
Travis Mallett faces several charges, including possession of ganja on the public beach, attempting to evade arrest, driving while unqualified, and operating an unroadworthy vehicle. The most serious allegation he faces is a Category B offense of reckless and negligent conduct, causing injury to a police officer who suffered significant injuries to his arm, hand, and leg. Police say the incident unfolded around 11:30 a.m. on the 2nd of June, when officers saw Mr. Mallett drop what they believed to be drugs. As they approached him, he ran and attempted to escape via a car, which then hit an officer. Chief Magistrate the Honorable Angeline Hernandez raised multiple concerns during Thursday's hearing, including information that Mr. Mallett, a Jamaican national, is in Cayman on a work permit as a domestic helper to his Caymanian mother, caring for his younger sister. The magistrate noted that this arrangement may conflict with labor regulations. His defense counsel argued that Mr. Mallett had no intention to cause harm and is previously of good character. Despite objections from the Crown, the magistrate granted bail with strict conditions, a $5,000 local surety, residence to a Georgetown address, a 24-hour curfew, doorstep conditions, and an ankle monitor, as well as a stop notice at all ports and a surrender of his travel documents. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
He returns to court on the 23rd of June, when elections and pleas are expected. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. Ukrainian marine drone attacks have hit five ships in the Sea of Azov and its Russian-controlled ports. Ukraine said it had targeted dry cargo vessels and a tanker. Azerbaijan says five of its citizens were killed aboard two cargo ships. Kiev also said one of its drones had exploded in the Romanian Black Sea port of Constanza after it was jammed by Russian forces. President Putin has said he sees no reason to meet his Ukrainian counterpart. Volodymyr Zelensky had published an open letter inviting the Russian leader to face-to-face peace talks. Russia's space agency has insisted there's no threat to the crew of the International Space Station as repairs are carried out to fix air leaks. Roscosmos said cosmonauts had sealed one leak and work was in preparation for the second. NASA had told astronauts on board to shelter in a docked SpaceX module as a precaution. South Africa is rolling out a long-acting HIV prevention and treatment jab. The country has one of the highest HIV rates. Lenacapavir is administered twice a year. Iran says its navy has fired warning missiles and drones at American warships in the Gulf of Oman, saying they'd been harassing commercial vessels. The account has been disputed by the US. Splits have been laid bare among Lebanon's sectarian leadership over the US-brokered ceasefire deal with Israel. The Shia parliament speaker said he agreed with Hezbollah's rejection, while the Christian president has blamed the group's Iranian backers for the impasse. The US economy has created significantly more jobs than expected for a third month in a row. Almost half of them are linked to the Football World Cup. And Carlos Solari, the Argentinian musician known for his blend of hard rock and punk, has died at the age of 77. Solari incorporated tango, street slang, and criticism of capitalism and state repression into his music. BBC News.